Okay, just to round out the potential sources for Yisurim or Chiyuv Mitznaka. So, the last ones that are left. Basically, we have the various things which were previously discussed as far as somebody who refrains from giving tzedakah, someone who turns away Ani empty-handed. What if one actually goes and he does give money to Ani? And Ani comes around, collects it, and he goes ahead and he actually gives him money. So then he's really cleared all the Chiyuv or Yisurim he may have to deal with. However, we still have the halacha of Le'era Levavcha of Sitcha Loi. There's a halacha called not to have Roya Levav, not to look at it negatively. And Rishonim say, you know, we spend money on a lot of things. Someone buys a lottery ticket. He certainly doesn't look at it as he's throwing away his money. In his head, on the 1% chance, it's called a good investment. If you look at tzedakah as throwing away your money, to some degree, obviously not in the case where a person, you know, is just trying to be frugal, but someone who looks at it negatively, that would be a case Le'era Levavcha. In the case of Le'sa'amitz, now there's the question how far this goes in Rishonim, but just to bring out the point, the subject of dispute, but the opinion of the Smak and Rabbi Yoina as well, as far as Le'sa'amitz, he's Le'sa'amitz, Le'yoimar, Ma lanu sayeya le'plaini im hayaraita hayimaviyach yaitzer mitzarchai, tam le'me Le'sa'amitz. Even if you're a Naisen, even so, one is even Le'sa'amitz, the words are, the Smak are, if someone looks at a guy and says, hey, this guy's coming collecting, you know what? He may be an Ani, but he could do a lot better if he'd go to work. This guy, he has no reason going around collecting. And we start, you know, if you're judgmental and you say this person has no business collecting, and then you go ahead and you give him tzedakah. According to the Smak, when it's over and Isser Deraisa. Now, if the person, we know for certain, if someone were able to ascertain that the person is a fraud and he's collecting for no legitimate reason, there's no mitzvah to give him at all. We're talking about a case where you see someone coming by, and based on our, you know, somehow we have some sort of reaction when we see people, and we assess that Kilu, we know his whole personal life story and what he's capable of doing. And based on that, we say, hey, this guy should go to work. If you go ahead and you give him money and you say that, and the implication is, even if one does not say that to the Ani himself, if one merely makes a statement, that will be a cause for it to be over on an Isser Deraisa. Those are the Yisurim as far as giving tzedakah. However, one thing to point out, there's also the halacha of giving Meiser. So what exactly is that? In Shulchan Aruch, nowhere do we find a chiyuv to give Meiser. The context that the Shulchan Aruch discusses Meiser is simply in the context of how much should one give tzedakah. There's a chiyuv called Matzintitain to give tzedakah. How much should one give? There's a cap at 20%. One cannot go more than 20%. 10% of Shulchan Aruch terms the Midah Beninus. That's the mainstream accepted approach in Klal Yisrael, what a normal person should be giving, roughly 10%. Less than that, says the Shulchan Aruch, is an Ayin Ra. Shulchan Aruch clearly does not learn the one who gives less than Meiser is an Avarian. He's not an Avarian. He didn't do anything illegal. What he did was Ayin Ra. He is looking with the wrong perspective on his finances and how he's dealing with life. And Meiser has become very widespread and a very chashuv practice, and it brings, we should say, countless bracha, the person who adheres such a minig. But the idea is that Meiser is really a benchmark in existing chiyuv, how much one should give, as opposed to a freestanding chiyuv. There are various nafkaminas, having Mekai Meiser, and those are for a different time. But again, it's all said within, even though there are various psukim which are meramis to it, and there are other drushes which are meramis to it, ultimately it's a sheer in the mitzvah of dasen titein.